Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
It is currently 4:48, I should say, almost at military time there. I don't know about Dr. Allison Arwady on the phone line. Do you do military time or digital? What's your preference?
I do either, but usually just the regular.
I wonder if you have a favorite tavern that you're going to go visit on Thursday.
No, I am sticking to out of doors whenever I go to visit places. But you know, I know others will be pleased to be able to do that.
Well, I think you buried a little bitter pill in a lot of this sugar. Let's talk about the sugar first. The idea that restaurants can't expand, the bars will be open more. So it looks like we're making progress in the city.
Yeah, exactly. We are making progress. And really today was about recognizing that we've hit some of the metrics that we set way back at the end of June for phase four. Even though our case numbers are not as low as we'd like them to be, we'd had at least 28 days of decline, which was the limit that we'd set. And we'd seen our percent positivity come down. And so, yeah, in that setting, went ahead and reopened the bars with the 25% capacity as of October 1st and expanded the restaurant capacity back to 40% and lifted a few of the other extra restrictions that have been in place.
I think that will be a great relief to the bar owners. In fact, we're going to talk to one of them a little bit later in the program. Ryan Salyers owns the Arrogant Frog up on Fullerton. So they've been kind of left by the wayside for some time now. Hopefully they can try to recover their businesses. I know we've lost a lot of bars.
So, you know, our hope always, I'm obviously from the health department. My first job, first and foremost, is to make sure that we are able to keep COVID broadly in control. The thing we don't want to have to do is take big steps backwards, right? So this is the dial that we've been talking about all along. Certainly, I know these owners will be pleased. I know it's been hard on them. My goal always is to have us be as open as we can possibly be while still feeling like we're in a safe place from a COVID perspective. And as we were moving into the fall and winter, of course, recognizing that we're losing some of that outdoor space, we went ahead and took that first step today. We'll follow all the data closely. My hope is that if we can continue to make this kind of progress, we'll be able to open further. But if we start to see problems, you know, we'll also be able to pull back if we need to.
That bitter pill has to do with the fact that you now want me to wear a mask while I'm sitting at a table waiting for my food to arrive?
I do. So this has to do
with
I
don't want to do that, doctor.
I know. So this has to do with the fact that, you know, unfortunately, in almost all of our other activities, you can keep your mask on, right? When you're at the gym, it may not be the most comfortable thing, but you can keep your mask on. And we've seen spread in cases where people have not kept the mask on. To eat or drink, we've not yet figured out a way to do that through a mask. And so you're having to take that off to eat or drink. And we know that that's part of it. But really wanting to limit that risk, particularly as we know more people are going to be indoors. We want to make sure we're protecting the servers and the other folks who work in that setting and just keep the risk as low as we can. So I know, you know, it's part of the deal here. We want to be as open as we can, but we don't want to have unnecessary spread of COVID. And this is a little bit of a line that, you know, the ask is if you are going to be out in public in these settings, that you really have your mask on and not just when you're up and about, but try to have it on any time unless it's really when you have to take it off to eat and drink.
Is that indoors and outdoors or just indoors?
I believe I will check the exact language, but really the ask is for people broadly to have it on at all times.
Let's say indoors.
I don't have it right in front of me. Indoors is my larger concern for sure. But I do want people mostly thinking, just really in all circumstances, if you can have that mask on, especially as we head into fall and winter, please, please, please do it. It's how we're going to keep the spread down the most, and it's how we're going to be able to hopefully keep, you know, moving toward reopening as a city. So I know it's not everybody's favorite, but it really is the easiest thing that we can do, along, obviously, with social distancing and hand washing.
Yeah, I don't think I can think of anything in my lifetime that so many people have talked so much about and had in many ways such a little understanding of it. And I don't say that to put people down. It's just that there's so much out there that it's kind of hard to keep a handle. And so one of my very basic questions is, you know, every day at noon in the news, we get the report of the latest numbers, the new cases, the number of tests, the positivity rate, the number of deaths. We're testing more and more people, so I would assume that would lead to more and more positive results in the number of cases. What number should we be looking at?
Yeah, so there's a few numbers that we look at. I always tell people the top two to look at are just the number of new cases and that percent positivity. The percent positivity takes into account how much testing is happening. So if you're doing a lot more testing, it will drop your percent positivity. You know, that's sort of the way it corrects for it. So we track 8 different indicators here in Chicago, hospitals and emergencies and deaths and all sorts of things. But I think keeping an eye just on the number of overall cases and that percent positivity will give you a good sense of what's happening in your neighborhood.
So I think, though, then maybe today was a response to this. But in the beginning, the idea was to flatten the curve or to stop, you know, maintain hospital capacity, ICU capacity. Seems like we've done very well at that, or we're at a good level now. So that's why we're loosening some of the restrictions today.
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's some of the data that I showed at the press conference today. We had seen some increase in our cases through especially the early part of the summer in July and in August. And then we were able to turn that around from late August until now over the last month, really a good consistent decline. Here in Chicago, we've been averaging about almost 360 cases a day, and we're back down to about 300. So it's a slow decline, but it's coming down. But at the end of the day, even with that incline in July and August, largely because we saw that in younger people as compared to what we'd seen in the first really big surge, we weren't seeing it hard on the hospitals or increase in the deaths or increase in emergency departments. And so we can tolerate a slightly higher level of cases. I feel more comfortable with that, knowing that at this point people have been doing a good job of protecting those who are most vulnerable from COVID. So I think, you know, as long as we can keep these numbers stable as we head into fall and winter, I always want them lower, but I'll feel reasonably okay about where we are.
Is there a real tussle between the health officials and the business officials? I mean, you mentioned earlier you're a health professional. You want to get rid of all of the cases. Mm-hmm. There's the tug of war, right, between the two sides?
More of an active conversation. We certainly, you know, every single Saturday I sit, every day I'm on with the mayor, and then every Saturday we sit down with the mayor, with, you know, all of her lead team, including the economic team, and we really hash some of this out. I've been very pleased that everybody has been very willing to stick to the data-driven, you know, decisions that we made at the beginning, that, you know, you cannot, if you are in a place where your outbreak is increasing, you cannot reopen things at that point. You need to make sure things are on the decline. It's like one of the most basic rules of epidemiology. But yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm very cognizant of the fact that in addition to the, you know, physical and the loss of life, this has been very hard economically. It's been very hard on people's mental health. I'm aware, especially a lot of the older people, they're having potential social isolation.
Sure.
And it's balancing all of these things. So my biggest goal is to make sure we can be as open as we can be without running the risk of really seeing the outbreak go back out of control, like we've seen, honestly, in a lot of places around us, Wisconsin being Exhibit A.
Dr. Allison Arwady is the director of the Department of Public Health for the City of Chicago, and has been a great help throughout all of this. Doctor, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Wear a mask if you go out to the tavern.
Okay, I'll meet you there, and I'll wear the mask while I'm waiting for my beer. You're listening to the WGN Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.